WGN.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, April 23rd, it was cloudy in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. It's time for our Friday restaurant reviews and food news. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be back in the studio.
Yeah, did you have a good vacation?
I've been kind of phoning it in the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, join the club.
I had a very nice vacation.
And you also, when you got back, decided to venture out into the suburbs, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It's interesting. I went to Silverland Bakery, which I was kind of doing a Southside theme this week, and I thought that this was farther south than it was. But Silverland Bakery is at 439 Desplaines in Forest Park, and they're really known for brownies. That's their main thing.
Was this something you meant to send us for 420 day?
Yeah, no.
It's all legal, you know, Lieutenant. It's all legal.
Oh, that's what Joe meant. All right. No, the brownies have nothing in them but good, clean, raw, natural foods.
Okay.
And Silverland Bakery is, I wrote the owner's name down, but I left it in my car. So I was talking to the owner's son, mm-hmm. and he's kind of running things, but it's his mother. And I love these stories. Silverland Bakery was started because the mother was sure she had the best brownie recipe.
That's great.
So she started her own business making brownies. And so they make brownies and they make natural food bars and cookies. And so I brought like a whole selection there.
Oh, let me see what you got. Yeah, do you agree, by the way, these are great brownies?
These are great brownies. Yes, they're very fudgy and gooey. And they have cookies and cream. They have double chocolate with walnuts, blondies.
Well, those look fantastic.
They also have a whole gluten-free and vegan line. They have lemon bars that are you can get some that are keto, gluten-free, vegan.
So it's run by the son now?
Well, it's run by, I think the mother's still running it, but it's a family business, so the son was there when I was there.
Nice.
They have a whole bunch. They have a salted caramel.
And you said vegan and also gluten free and keto friendly.
Yeah, you can get all kinds of different stuff. So, and my wife tried the gluten free ones; said they were phenomenal too. And although she didn't say that because she says I used the word phenomenal too much.
It's the Silverland Bakery, 439 Desplaines in Forest Park.
Right.
How did you find this place?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's just on one of my lists. Although lately I've been getting a lot of ever since I talked about Peterson's and. The ice cream place in Oak Park. I've been getting a lot of. Apparently, there's a Forest Park, Oak Park sort of
rivalry
going because I'm getting a lot of emails from people in Forest Park telling me about different places there.
All right. Well, we can check out any recommendation. They can just email you direct, right?
Right at beatcopsguide@gmail.com. And what was I going to say about this too? So you can walk up and buy them. They have a little walk-up store, but you can also order them online, and they sell them. Like, you could buy, they have 12 boxes, and they'll mix and match them for you, or you can pick your favorite flavors. But they have their bestseller box, which is basically what I brought here. And it's about $32 for a 12.
For the box?
For a box. And they're very nicely wrapped, so.
Well, I'll tell you, they look good.
The parties, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. Steve loves this because while we eat here in the studio, he has to work in the newsroom.
Yeah, right.
So, but
it's torture.
We'll, after the appetizer, we'll get the main course from Lieutenant David Haynes. By the way, that email again, beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
And Lieutenant David Haynes is with us for his Friday restaurant reviews and news, author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Let's get to the main course, Lieutenant. What do you got for us?
Well, I went down to Beefy's. Beefy's beef stand.
Sounds good already.
5749 South Harlem. And it was recommended by Officer Patrick Theory of the 8th District. And it's your standard Southside beef stand. which I have to say, there are certain things that you miss when you're on vacation away from Chicago. Nobody has beef like we do on the south side of Chicago.
And nobody understands Italian beef or how to eat it. They've never even heard of it outside of this area.
And also, I have to say, I'm a lifelong Northsider, and there's all that Northside-Southside rivalry, and normally I'm Northside to the core. But I have to say, there's something about the Italian sausage on the south side that's different than the north side. I don't know what it is. I don't know why these guys can't buy it from the south side or something. But they're known for the beef sandwich or the combo, which is what I had. When I went down there,
the beef and sausage,
and they know how to do it. So when you say juicy with sweet peppers, that you can't lift it up. You know,
all right.
You have to lean over and lift it up with the paper on it. Otherwise, you're going to get it all over your shirt.
That's the mark of a good one, and very important too. How was the bread?
The bread was very soft and fresh. That makes or makes or breaks a beef sandwich. Is if you get stale bread, or these guys could get it every day, so it was nice and soft and fresh. I think it's a dude. Ganella doesn't do beef sandwiches, so who makes the bread nowadays?
Well, Ganella now, as I understand it, they will deliver. I think if I've got this right, they'll deliver to the stands what they need to make the bread, the ingredients, but then the place has to make it.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Well, that would explain how good it was. Then.
Yeah.
And they also have salads for those of you who are vegetarians or something. And I don't know why you would go to a Southside beef stand to have a salad, but
they have it. It's good that they have it.
If you're going with your wife, she can have the salad while you eat the combo.
Right.
They also have ribs and rotisserie chicken and cold sandwiches too. I mean, this place really has everything, so you could take your whole family when they're visiting from somewhere other than Chicago where they don't have good beef sandwiches.
Beefies, 5749 South Harlem. I like sweet and hot and dipped. That's how I like it.
I like the sweet with a little jardinera.
You know what? Speaking of jardinera, well, I'll wait till we get to our restaurant news, but I have to tell you about some interesting story regarding jardinera. Anyway, beefies, and so you compare this favorably to the other great Chicago Italian beef places?
I do, yeah. It's right up there with, we talked about some of the favorite places, and when we talked about those, I hadn't been there. This would be pretty close to the top of the list.
Wow.
Much better than Al's. Sorry.
You're entitled to review.
Much better than Al's beef now.
Beefies, 5749 South Harlem. Okay, very good. We will have the 7 o'clock report from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, we have restaurant news for you, and this is good news. I've been waiting for farmers markets to open.
Farmers Market, yeah, the Green City Farmers Market in Lincoln Park is opening up a week from tomorrow in Lincoln Park, and hopefully this is a signal that all the rest of them are coming back, and you still have to do social distancing, just stay away from each other, wear your mask, but the limit is 500 people they're going to allow in there.
Okay.
A decent size. Well, Lincoln Park is huge, so.
You know.
50% of Lincoln Park is pretty big.
Are they going to have the samples, though? Are they going to be able to do that, I wonder?
I don't know. I noticed that Mariano's is bringing back the cheese samples, although I haven't been brave enough. Even though I've been vaccinated, I haven't been brave enough to try it yet. But
the virus doesn't get passed along with food.
Right.
You're okay.
They're going to have, next Saturday, they're going to have Beverly Kim, who's a James Beard Award-winning chef. She's going to be there to make an appearance.
And they, speaking of big-time chefs, this place on Fulton, is it being run by a famous chef?
Yeah, Joe Flam, who used to be the Spiaggia chef, is opening up his own place called Rosemary. Two words, Rosemary, at 932 West Fulton. And he's going to have some pasta, but it's with a Croatian influence. His wife is Croatian. He's been introduced to the culture, and so he's going to have. They're calling it Adriatic cuisine. So
whatever that is.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you, Croatian restaurants. There's a few of them up on Lincoln Avenue. Make the best sausage.
Really?
Yeah, European sausage, not Italian sausage. This is a different kind of sausage. But
this is not what they would have at Beefy's.
Right, and that opens today, I think. Right, but I think that. the reservations are have been open for a little while, so I don't know when you can get a table. But
I like the fact that you've got a list of openings and no closings to report. That means we're getting out of the pandemic.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, it's also the time of year when it, you know, if you made it this far, I think people are like, okay, maybe we just have to struggle along a little bit more. So I hopefully we're not going to see the mass closings that I was worried about.
Well, you know what? Continue to behave, mask up, get the vaccine, and we'll be okay. Tell us about this Brew Point Coffee place.
Brew Point Coffee at 163 South Oak Park Avenue is opening on Tuesday. It's a soft opening, but the hours and menu will expand in phases. And this is Rashida Washington and Melissa Villanueva are opening it up, and it's they're gonna have coffee, cocktails, and charcuterie, which is, you know, like the cheese plates and stuff.
I'm sure your fellow officers in the Jefferson Park station there know all about that.
Yeah, I asked them all how to pronounce that.
And, you know, Margie's Candies is so iconic, such a Chicago treasure. And there's a new development in that building. Is that where this is going in?
Yeah, this is the Life on Mars Community Club.
Mm-hmm.
Is opening up a new tap room, and so this is Mars Brewing, and they're opening up a new tap room, and I love it. It's at 1950 North Milwaukee, but it's in the Margie's Candy Building. Because if you're driving on Milwaukee and Western and stuff, and you just say, well, look for the Margie's Candy Building, you can't miss it.
There's, right.
I mean, Margie's Candy is all neon, and, you know, it's a great place.
And all these people waiting in line outside.
And that building, they've been doing a lot of development. They had the Game Board Cafe. I know that closed down. I don't know what's replacing it, but this, they've been building this for since before the pandemic started, so it's really great to see that they were able to keep it on schedule and open it up. Or not on schedule, but...
Before we run out of time, I did want to mention, I said I had some Jardinera news, and I don't like... I mean, Portillo's doesn't need any help, and I feel for all our friends who run the nice, great hot dog joints that we have to compete. But Portillo's is going to come out with a new chicken sandwich, a spicy chicken sandwich smeared with Jardinera. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be interesting, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great. Portillo's has good food for a chain. We don't usually talk about chains.
For a chain, yes.
They do have good food.
Exactly.
And also, you know, Jardinera, another great place is Bari Sandwich Shop, makes their own Jardinera. And so does...
are they in the West Loop? Where are they?
Yeah, right on Grand Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And there's another place we reviewed that has sub sandwiches out on Roosevelt Road, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of them.
Yeah, but support your neighborhood hot dog joint. And then, get this in, because it's getting to be Italian ice season, isn't it?
It sure is. And Maiko's Italian Ice, it's M-I-K-O, not Michael, Maiko.
Mm-hmm.
They have two spots over at 2236 North Sacramento, right by the 606 Trail, and 4125 North Kimball and Irving Park are opening up today.
Oh, great.
And yeah, I also called to see if Mario's is opening up at the same time, and there was nobody answered, so I'm not sure. They're not open yet, but this is the Italian lemonade season, so.
Maiko's. I've been to the one in Logan Square. It's a good spot. Walk up to the window there.
Right. Just walk up there. You can mix any size. You can mix two. Just a little tip. Get the lemon on the top, and then something sweet on the bottom, so that way it's...
All right. Wash down that beefy sandwich. He takes a bite out of crime and then a bite out of every food you can imagine. Thank you, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right.
Hey, let's be careful out here.